Sanhedrin Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalet 11:4, the last of the Mishnayos on the Zaken Mamre. And here we talk about where he will be tried and executed. So the case, remember, is Zaken Mamre does not need Hasra'ah. He doesn't need warning. So once he's heard explicitly that the Beis Din, like the Sanhedrin, paskens a certain way, if he goes back home and rules, instructing other people or behaving himself contrary to what the Sanhedrin Haggadah had ruled, so then, you know, right away he is, if he has two witnesses that he did that, would be on the hook for the death penalty. So says the Mishnah, we're not going to execute him in his local Beis Din, meaning, of course, if the witnesses come and claim that this guy acted in a way that would make him a Zaken Mamre, so we'd have a Din Torah with a local Beis Din, meaning a Beis Din of 23, that was local to that city. You need 23, of course, because it's a capital crime. But if the Beis Din convicts him, they wouldn't actually execute him. That's the point of our mission here. We're not going to kill him locally. We're going to take him to Yerushalayim, as the mission would say. Veloba Beis Din Shebeyavna. We won't even take him to the Beis Din in Yavna, meaning even if the Sanhedrin HaGadol is operating out of a location other than Yerushalayim, like, for example, Yavna, where it was for a time after the Chorban. So even so, we're not going to do any execution from there. Everything has to be in Yerushalayim, the place that Hashem chose. Don't forget, of course, as sort of a side point, but a technicality, if the Beis Din HaGadol, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, is not operating out of the Lishkas HaGazus, the Chamber of Hewn Stone there on the Har HaBayis, like, you know, really in the temple complex, so then there's no capital cases being tried anywhere in Israel. But the assumption is that, let's say, for example, we had a case where, you know, let's say the Beis Din had been in Yavne, but it's moving back to Yerushalayim now or something. So then, while it was in Yerushalayim, they tried the case, it moved to Yavne temporarily. We can't do the execution by Yavne, but if the Sanhedrin relocates back to Yerushalayim, then we could. Says the Mishnah, Elim ma'alin oso lo Beis Din HaGadol sheb Yerushalayim. He has to be brought back to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the Beis Din HaGadol over there in Yerushalayim. And there, even then, we don't execute him immediately, which is normally the case. Rather, mishamer noso ad haregel, we keep him there and we wait until the festival, one of the pilgrimage festivals, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, umemis noso baregel, and then once the holiday is upon us, then he'll be executed. The rationale is, shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'chol ha'am yishmu v'yira'u v'lo yazidun od, the Rebbe Akiva. So Rebbe Akiva's shita is that since the pasuk says that the whole Am has to hear about it and fear and not do it again, so it has to be in a time when everyone is collected to be you know, present to know all about it, and that would be when everyone comes three times a year for a Lila Regal. So then we wouldn't, be, of course, be executing him on the Yom Tov itself, that's Aser, but during Chol HaMoed we would be executing him, or if it's Shavuos, then he would be executed the day after Shavuos. There's no Chol HaMoed there, of course, but everyone's still around the day after Shavuos, so that's when he'd be executed. So that, again, everyone would know and hear about it. That's Rebbe Akiva Shita. Rebbe Yehuda disagrees. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, that we don't do that. He holds, listen, it doesn't say that everyone has to see him be executed. It just says they have to hear about it. So why can't they hear about it wherever they are after the Yerushalayim? Therefore, it says Rebbe Yehuda, we have another value, which is we don't want Inui Hadin. We don't want to make him suffer unnecessarily. We have a mitzvah of v'haftarecha kamocha. There's no reason why we should prolong his suffering if he's executed. Like, needs to be executed, we'll just should execute him already and not make him sort of wait in jail until that terrible day occurs. So therefore, he says, Rabbi Omer, ein ma'an es dino shel zeh. We don't make his judgment any worse than it has to be. El mamisa noso miyad. Rather, we'd execute him locally, like any other kind of capital case. No need for Yerushalayim, no need for the regel. And then v'cholsven v'sholchen shluchim b'chol makomos. Then we would send essentially like a messenger out throughout the Jewish world with the message to be publicized throughout those communities. Ish ploni ben ish ploni nischayev misa bebezdin, because he was a, so the note would say that Mr. So-and-so was executed by the Beis Din, and it would actually say, because he was that he was al shahar neged a Sanhedrin, that he ruled contrary to the Sanhedrin as a Zaken Mamre. So Mishnah doesn't say that, but that's the case, of course. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's position, that it would be sufficient just to make sure everyone hears about it without actually being present at the execution. Halacha follows the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Akiva. So indeed, we would take him to Yerushalayim and wait for the regel and then execute him during Chol HaMoed, or the day after Shavuos, as the case may be, so that everyone could know about it and be aware. And just worth noting that there are actually four mitzvahs in the Torah that have this obligation to publicize, that everyone should yishmu v'yira'u, everyone should hear about it and fear. And those are not just the Zaka Mamre, but also Edim Zomin, which will be the topic of our next Perek, the next Masechta, as well as the Mesis, the person who was the missionary bringing people to idolatry, and the Ben Sora Mora, if that ever happened, again, his death should be publicized. So those four need to be publicized, and therefore would also be done all in Yerushalayim.